Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
How you getting along?
Oh, reasonably well.
Sound like you got some trouble.
Well, I'm working on this military pay testimony I've got to start on Monday, and it's really going to be a bitch, but I think I've got enough ammunition to stall them off a little while.
How many IL-28s you got out there?
I haven't seen any indication, Mr. President, that it's more than 8 or 9 at present, but I assume it's going to continue to rise.
When did you get your last picture?
The last pictures were of the area were 3 days ago, and I haven't seen any interpretation of them indicating the IL-28's increase, but frankly, I haven't checked on it. I should do so.
Do we want to watch that pretty carefully every day?
Oh, yes, although I don't think it makes too much difference in the short run. I think we should assume they're going to go up to 20 or 30. But I will check these pictures. I should have done so earlier.
What are your reactions? You got anything back from Kohler?
No, not to my knowledge, and I don't have the Rayburn Special National Intelligence Estimate yet, although we're expecting it any moment. I gave you a brief note the other day on the reactions of David Bruce, Chip Boland, and Lemnitzer. Beyond that, I don't have any.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, I sent it in. Well, I'll make sure it gets to your attention. I sent it over 2 days ago. But I'll check again and make sure.
What, did I go to Max?
No. Boland and Bruce both said that they thought it would not be wise to strike the IL-28. Boland differed a little from Bruce in his estimate of how the Soviets would react. He wasn't sure that they would react forcefully if we did strike the IL-28, but he thought it'd be unwise to run the risk. Both of them felt very strongly that we should bring to the attention of the Soviets through some private channel our great concern over this move and our plan to strike forcefully against the Hanoi area if the Soviets used those bombers against our forces or against the South Vietnamese. They felt it absolutely essential that we make that kind of a statement to the Soviets. I sent a copy of the memo I sent to you, to Dean Rusk, and I also talked to him about it, and I also talked to Mac Bundy about it. I fully agree with their views. We ought to get to the Soviets this clear warning, if you want to call it that, through a low-key private channel. Lemnitzer felt, oh, and by the way, David Bruce felt that if we ever got to the point of having to strike the IL-28, it was absolutely essential that you communicate this to the British beforehand. Otherwise, it'd really fly off the reservation. They might anyhow, but it'd be absolutely essential to do it beforehand. Lemnitzer felt that it wasn't necessary to strike the IL-28 as long as they were a small number, such as 8 or 9. He thought that if they increased in size and number to substantial numbers, say 20 or 30, we should strike them before they struck us, although he too was concerned about what this meant in the escalation of the war.
Did you meet with any reporters when you were abroad?
Oh, I met with all kinds of them. I also sent you, no, I guess I gave my secretary a list, including this Saturday. I met with all of the American press for an hour's on the record and background session. One day I met with CBS TV, Canadian TV, French TV, British TV, Canadian radio. I don't know, I just seem to be meeting with them all the time. We got a good play in France and England on our NATO meeting. It was, I think, worthwhile.
Then you think that we'll have enough that we ought to meet, say, Monday on that?
I think so, Mr. President, yes. I think it's desirable not only on the IL-28s. From my point of view, at the moment, all we're doing is building a record, and I think we're building it pretty well. I don't think there's any need for any action. I would like to have General Wheeler present, however, when we talk IL-28, just so that you will be able to say you had the full advice and counsel of the chiefs. The day that I got the paper from the chiefs, I brought this to your attention, and I told Buzz on that day that I had done so, and on that same day, we asked for the Special National Intelligence Estimate in writing, so we have a good, clear record of acting immediately, but I think Wheeler should be present whenever you next discuss this. More important, however, for Monday than a discussion of the IL-28s is just a review of where we stand in Vietnam and what further work you'd like to have underway. I don't feel that we're in a very satisfactory position as far as staff work and the government is concerned. I think we need to do quite a bit more than we are.
When do you think Taylor will be here?
I don't know. He's due in Sunday morning, as you probably know. But I would be inclined to think he'd postpone the trip further. It seems to me we're in a very dangerous situation out there, and he undoubtedly realizes this and may well postpone.
On account of the change in government?
Yes, yes.
What's happening in the fighting?
Well, we've had a very unhappy week. The losses have been extremely high. I would guess that in terms of killed, wounded, and missing in action, the total will be substantially in excess of 1,000. We've had several serious setbacks, including an attack on a district town by a Viet Cong battalion-sized force only 10 miles from Saigon. I think we're beginning to see the use of that Viet Cong reserve that we've all known was there but hadn't been utilized up to the present time. And I think that part of the political problem is a reflection of this change in the military situation.
Are you scheduled to get any more people in there anytime?
Three more battalions, combat battalions, are scheduled to go in mid-July. You've already approved that. That will make a total of 13 combat battalions. There are 10 there now, 3 to go in within the next 45 days. There are additional logistical personnel going in as well. The total today is on the order of, well, I suppose it's 49 or 50,000 today. The total, inclusive of the additional three battalions and additional logistical personnel now authorized to flow in the next, say, 30 to 60 days, is an additional 20,000. So there'll be roughly 70,000 there sometime, I guess at the end of August. I've forgotten the exact date.